Hello. This is it's 8:01. It's Nick's Picks on Friday morning, or what is it? Tuesday morning at 8. I'm Nick, your DJ for the next hour. This is my like 7th or 8th season doing a show at WFO. This is my 69th episode. I play pretty much everything and anything around. I try to mix it up. I only play the same song once or twice ever on the show, unless it's really good. But I try to change it up. I try to find new songs every week. We got about 4 or 5 new songs this week. 6 songs new week that I've never played before. So that should be good. A nice mix of stuff. And I always tell a trivia throughout the show and bad jokes at the end. So if you like those kind of things, just stay tuned for the next hour or however long you can. I'm sure it'll be a good show. We'll get a PSA up next, and then we'll get right on with the show. Anyway, this is WFO Medford, 91.5. You listen to Nick's Picks the next hour. Stay tuned.
Let's go. What are you going to do first when you get the gophers, right?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can you go canoeing too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There was sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out. No one for to give you no pain. La 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 la.
way over yonder is a place that I know. Where I can find shelter from a hunger and cold, and the sweet taste in good life is so easily found way over yonder. That's where down on me. Then trouble's gonna lose me. Worry, leave me behind. And I'll stand up. In true peace of mind. Talking about a way over yonder is a place I have seen in a garden of wisdom. Some long ago
All right, so we had some four good songs to start the show. We had A Horse With No Name by America. Then we had Way Over Yonder by Carole King. Two classics. If you ever watch Breaking Bad, there's an episode where Walt's like driving down the road listening to A Horse With No Name. And that's like the reason I put it on there, because my brother and I were talking about that show. And I was like, yes, gotta be on here. Just to start off the show, too. But it's so good. And then we had Way Over Yonder's classic by Carole King off her Tapestry album. You know, You Got a Friend, The Earth Moves Under My Feet, right? Tapestry, the song. Then we had Sedona by Houndmouth, another classic. Not really a classic, but I like it. It's another Nick's Picks classic. It's been on other shows. Then we just had Cannons by Youth Lagoon. That first album, Year of Hibernation, solid. He had 17, Afternoon, Montana. And this is another song, Cannons, off that album. We got some more songs coming up next. First, a trivia question, which is, what is the ratio of food that bees are expected to provide on your plate? So if you think bees provide one half of your food on your plate, then bees, the answer would be one half. So what is that ratio? I'm trying to mix it up, so no bird questions this week. Try to appeal to a wider audience of, you know, our many listeners here at Nick's Picks at 8 a.m. on a Tuesday. Well, anyway, it's rainy outside, and so we got a couple more songs. I'm trying to build you guys up. We got some slow songs working here, and then we're gonna get fun at the end with a lot of pump-up songs. Well, I've actually been told that my definition of pump-up song is not correct. So these are Nick's definitions of pump-up songs. It looks that gets him going, but maybe they won't get you going. Anyway, and they're upbeat, so that they got that going for them. But we'll get our going with the next song. Anyway, here's a Big Black Car by Gregory Alan Isaacov.
Phonograph. I was a kid. I sat with an ear close, just listening. Was there when the rain tapped away down your face? You were a miracle. Eyes just holding your space. World time has a way of throwing it all in your face. She is haunted, the future is laced. Heartbreak, you know, drives a big black car. I swear I was in the backseat, just minding my own. Oh,
a river running low. In a land of hope, they know. They know. They know how this river flows. Cause it flows back into the days and time, back into the fighting block. Burning fire, crashing lightning, first steps on the storyline. That river don't flow for me, no. That river is cold to me. Wash away my traces, man. All my tracks are gone. It takes a million years to find out where I'm coming from. I know I don't know that much. I'm getting dumber by the year. Trying to embrace it all. Around, think about all the times that you carried me. Close my eyes and cast your wind up in our family tree. Be blocking your eyes in my hands, I'd be talking directions and you had to walk exactly the way that I told you to walk, and you did it cause I was your son. I know exactly where I'm coming from. I know I don't know that much. I'm getting dumber by the year. Trying to embrace it. Getting dumber by the year. Trying to embrace it all. Even now I'm so much older. Still feels like I'm on your shoulder. Stars.
like me, cause I like you. Let's watch water turn blue. We're just dogs out in the street.
Here we go. We're getting excited here on Nick's Pick.
Spend in the same. I am a man you see, and one day I will be a lion in the morning sun. Lazy pulling daisies at doobie past three, a lion in the morning sun. One day I'll get fat and sit in my chair, lion. Your toes, it's a part of you and a part of me. La 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 la, where are the ladies with all these upper gravies for a drink? I'm
Hello, guys. I realized that I might not have pushed on the microphone last time, so I'm not quite sure if you guys ever heard the trivia question or actually have heard my voice in the last half hour. But anyway, the trivia question was, what is the smallest Caribbean island? And I realized after I asked the question, there's like a lot of things that could determine that. Is it by area, by population? What are we counting? Are we counting just populated islands? So it's a pretty bad trivia question on my part. But the answer Google gives is an island that's 5 square miles. And I'm going to this island that's break. It's only like 1 mile on either side. So I'm not quite sure what's going on. But the answer Google gives is Saba, which is 5 square miles, and it has a local population of 1,500. So I think it's in St. John's. I'm not quite sure what their definition is. They even have a university, Saba University School of Medicine. Or maybe it's its own autonomous country. So like maybe it's like not part of any... Right, the smallest island is Saba, and it has... It uses the U.S. dollar. I'm not quite sure if it's part of anything. Anyway, it's an interesting question. There's a lot of small islands, especially in like the Exuma Archipelago. In the Bahamas, there's smaller islands. I don't really know what's considered the Caribbean. I mean, I feel like maybe the Bahamas would be considered part of the Caribbean as well as islands off the coast of Mexico, maybe. I don't know. Kind of interesting question. Anyway, we got a couple more songs coming up. As long as it's a bad joke. This is Nick's Picks, doing it from Medford, 91.5. Here's a Royal Concept on our way. All right, so we have one more song, but a bad joke before then. So I really like fruit, and one time I noticed on my counter that my watermelon and my cantaloupe were talking to each other. What I heard was that the watermelon was asking the cantaloupe to get married. He's like, come on, let's go over to the counter, let's get married. And the cantaloupe was like, I'm so sorry, but I can't elope with you. Oh, that's so bad. Anyway, we have one more song. This is Nick's Picks. We'll see you guys not next week, because it's spring break. We'll see you guys the week afterwards for the 70th episode of Nick's Picks. Here we go. Rootless by Youngblood Hawk.